Welcome back to the Finchsiders. We're looking forward now after the Dolphins game on Monday Night Football towards the Baltimore Ravens Sunday at Sun Life Stadium. Talk a little bit more about that and his experiences in his first regular season game the other night. Cornerback Jamar Taylor joins us in studio. Obviously, it was a tough night, tough loss for the team, but you got that first NFL game under your belt. Nice, because obviously it hasn't been the smoothest path since you were drafted. You had injury and whatnot, but good to finally get in a game, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you get into the game, and okay, it's the Saints, it's Monday Night Football, it's Jimmy Graham, Marcus Colston, Darren Sproles. Not the easiest situation for any defensive player to be dropped into. How did you feel it went on Monday night?
I felt like, you know, I struggled, you know, in the beginning, but as the game kept going on, you know, we had good coaches, and I had good, you know, teammates that just kept coaching me up and got me more comfortable out there.
Kevin Coyle said something that, you know, he was impressed by talking to the guys on the sideline, that the thing didn't seem too big for you. You didn't get back to the sideline and look or act rattled or anything like that. How comfortable were you, you know, being in that environment, playing in that game?
Oh, I was comfortable. I didn't play it in big games before. In college, I got thrown in a ton of games that was big. So, you know, I mean, when I first got out there, like I said, it was pretty fast. But Coach A did a good job, and JB and Dimitri and all those guys just talking to me and, you know, making sure that I was staying calm and, you know, make sure I knew what I was doing out there.
Shows a level of maturity, too. And, I mean, not that we've gotten to know you too well, obviously, since you got here. But there's a real sense, I think, you know, among a lot of people that you're a pretty serious guy, you know, very businesslike, that kind of thing. And kind of seemed like that showed on Monday night, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely strictly business. Come in here. You know, I just like to get a good day's of work and just try to learn as much as possible, from, you know, from the coaches, from the guys, and just try to translate it out there on the field, you know, so my teammates could count on me.
Rookie cornerback Jamar Taylor is here. He had the sports hernia, you know, had the rehab, and it's just kind of a slow, frustrating process, I'm sure. What, was it tough to be patient, you know, to kind of have to wait to get this opportunity on Monday night?
It was definitely tough, you know, but I just kept trusting God, trusted our trainers. And our coaches did a good job of just keeping me in tune with everything. Just went out and just kept on trying to practice real hard. And, you know, I got my call on Monday, and, you know, it's all history from there.
Was one of the things, you know, when you're trying to stay patient, one of the keys, sort of that big picture thinking and remembering, hey, this is just my rookie year. This is just the first couple weeks of my rookie year. And hopefully it's a long career and eventually be able to look back at this and be like, yeah, it was a little bit of a speed bump at the beginning. But from a big picture standpoint, obviously, you got to play in a game within the first month of your first regular season.
Yeah, you definitely have to look at the big picture. It was still tough. You know, when you come in here as a rookie, of course you want to play, you want to contribute, and everybody at home is asking about it and things like that. But I just kept on remembering that, you know, God has a plan for me. I might not know what it is, but, you know, later on in the future, I'll look at it and probably just think this is a blessing in disguise.
Very nice. Jamar Taylor is here. What did you take away from the game on Monday night as you kind of look back at it, watch the tape, those sorts of things, and get ready for this next one?
That you can't have any mental mistakes, that you need to be on your A game, especially when you're playing a team like New Orleans with a great, you know, Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback. You need to be on your P's and Q's at all times. So when you go out there, you can just play fast.
One of the reasons Kevin Coyle said that you got your opportunity this past week is that, you know, you can play inside, you can play outside. It gives them some flexibility when they're dealing with personnel stuff on this defense in the secondary. Are you more comfortable inside? Are you more comfortable outside? Where'd you play at Boise State, and where do you feel, you know, you are with both of those kind of roles?
You know, I mean, I still need some work at inside and outside, you know, especially with being hurt. But at Boise, I played everything. I played safety. I played corner. I played nickel. So, I mean, I feel comfortable wherever. Just, you know, put me out there. If I know what I'm doing, then I'll just try to give my, you know, my best effort.
More jobs you can do. You always hear that, no matter what kind of line of work you're in. Jamar Taylor is here. What are the goals moving forward for you, short term and maybe for the rest of this season?
You know, just as a team, you know, just try to get back on board this week and try to, you know, get a W, you know, before this bye week. We obviously didn't play the way we wanted to the last game. And then for me personally, it just continue to just learn as much as I can and just continue to get better and just not make, you know, any mistakes, I don't want any excuses of being a rookie or anything like that, but just playing up to my potential.
When you talk about learning, obviously, it's not just the coaches that are part of that, but the teammates as well. You got a veteran guy in Brent Grimes in that DB room. How about him? Maybe some of the other vets. Patterson's been around for a little while now, you know, kind of helped you get transitioned here.
Those dudes, they do an amazing job. You know, like I said, in the game, they both were talking to me like, hey, you know, play your game, or this is what the team is doing. or things like that, or if I mess up on my feet. They do a good job at coaching me up. You know, even the two safeties with Clem and Rashad, they do a good job at coaching us up and making sure, the young guys just, once we get in there, that we're going to feel comfortable.
How much have you learned since rookie minicamp? I mean, if you go all the way back there, right after the draft, you were one of the stars, if you will, of rookie minicamp. I remember we all walked away from those couple of days, and we were like, ooh, the Taylor from Boise State can play football. But how much do you think you've learned since that point?
Definitely didn't learn a lot, especially with being hurt. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot in the playbook. Learned a lot about my teammates. I didn't learn it, well. If I think about the past, when I first got here, it was all kind of like an egg scramble. And now, it's kind of starting to settle a little bit.
Does it feel like that was just yesterday when you got here, or does it feel like years ago at this point?
Well, with being hurt, it feels like years ago. But, when I talk to my parents and stuff, I mean, it seems like yesterday I just left home and was going to rookie mini camp, and I was coming home right before camp, but... it's moving along pretty fast.
Yes, it is. And you got your first experience in a regular season game this past Monday night against the Saints. A lot more Jamar Taylor in the future for the Miami Dolphins, you would think. Appreciate you coming in. Congrats on getting the one game under your belt, and good luck getting better this week.
Thanks.